He died, the company died, and the job I had quit Intel to take was over before I had even reported for work. The young man I had told the story to started asking questions about my background. We were quite a contrast. He was this hippie-looking 20-something in jeans and sneakers. In me, he saw a 6'5" athlete in his 40s, a corporate type in suit and tie. About the only thing we seemed to have in common was that at the time, we were both wearing beards. But we quickly discovered a shared passion for computers. The guy was a fire eater, bursting with energy, lighting up at the idea that I had held key positions in technology, but had left IBM when I found them slow to accept new ideas. He introduced himself as Steve Jobs, board chairman of Apple Computer. I had barely heard of Apple, but I had trouble seeing this youngster as head of a computer company. Then he took me entirely by surprise, saying he'd like me to come work for him. I answered, "I don't think you can afford me." At the time, Steve was 25, and later that same year, when Apple went public, would be worth something like $250 million. He and the company could afford me. On a Friday, 2 weeks later, I started working for Apple at a slightly higher salary and with